This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour. It is the live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about spooky things like currency crises in Venezuela, where they're going to be adding zeros to their bolivar, which is already tremendously devalued. And so it's, you know, adding zeros is only going to temporarily stave off the inevitable, which is even more economic drama.
Do they not have a way to pull some of the currency back in like the states does?
Well, usually the way that happens is the banks will do that for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
or for the Federal Reserve.
And I don't know how their system works, but that seems to be the more stable way to go about that.
About money supply?
Well, about controlling if you're having to handle hyperinflation or any kind of inflation that's higher than they want it to be. That just seems like, not that any of it is particularly stable, it just seems more stable to me to do that than to just print all kinds of.
Well, they want to print more money so they can have more money to, you know, the government can have more money to spend. Therefore, they don't have an interest in pulling any of the money back in, I wouldn't think. We'll get back into that here in a moment, because, Mark, you left our caller, David, with a question. He'd called in to advocate the non-voting perspective, even though when I pointed out to him that we're here in New Hampshire, where we've got real principled libertarians running as Republicans and Democrats.
And you can write in. I voted for anarchy in one of the last elections.
That's true. You can write in as well, but that's not going to ever win.
No, but somebody had to read it.
He can do that in North Carolina.
Yeah. And so I gave him the example of, well, we've actually got people we know who are running for election here. These aren't total strangers who want to control your life. These are, in many cases, very principled, liberty-minded people who are actually trying to change the system from within. And he seemed kind of open to the idea of voting in that particular instance. But then, Mark, you asked him this question about, is voting violence? And what was the exact question that you?
Yeah, usually it's either violence or immoral, one of the two.
And he said that he would like the idea.
Sure, that sounds good. That sounds right.
Of that it is violence. But then you asked him some specific question, right?
Right. So the question was, I participated in a vote in my town a couple of years ago where we managed to prevent some spending on some kind of truck.
It was a fire truck.
It was the fire truck? Okay.
What you told me about, yes.
Okay, the fire truck that, you know, for whatever reason spending wasn't done by one vote. And, well, that, you know, for that year, the spending didn't get done, and those people weren't, you know, people who didn't necessarily want to pay for the fire truck weren't robbed. So, David, tell me how that's violence.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily violence. I mean, okay. Specifically an act where you're saying I do not approve from of stealing from people.
And, okay, so then you cannot say that voting is violence then.
Right. I didn't say that it is, you know, inherently an act of violence, I mean, or even suggesting an act of violence, right?
The next step is to say that voting for people is always inherently, because people will always fail you. That's the violence. You can run to that argument.
So, let's talk about that a little bit. So, sure. You know, if you got someone that you know personally or that you think you know well enough based on a very extensive track record, you know, some would say someone like a Ron Paul, right, where when they say, hey, I'm not down with the violence, right, you know, and that means stealing, killing for whatever reason, and you want to say, yeah, I attest that I believe what this person says, right, and it's a nonviolent message, and then, yeah, that's also not an act of violence. But where it gets sort of kind of hairy for me is, you know, the whole approaching thing from the lesser of two evils perspective, right?
Okay.
You know, because you're always voting for evil, and I know what Walter Block says about it, you know, master goody versus master baddie, but, you know, it's almost a straw man argument.
To a very, very ridiculous extreme. I mean, Walter Block said it's okay to run a concentration camp if you're killing less people. I wouldn't necessarily go to him for moral standards.
Right, right. And my whole problem with that argument is that he seems to be suggesting that self-defense of any form is wrong, right? You know, the whole master goody versus master baddie is just a really not appropriate example because there's more than you just in that equation, right? You know, versus it's just you and you've got to choose between being beaten more or being beaten less, right? That's not exactly what's going on, right? So you know, to answer your question, Mark, I mean, if you could say, sure, there's no violence going on here. In your example, yeah, we're voting not to steal money. That's cool. Or we're voting for a person who is definitely not going to be for violence. That's cool. But it starts to get really morally questionable when you start to, talk about lesser of two evils. And then,
sure, David,
you know,
at least you have
the
ability to assess these arguments and make exceptions to your rules. Because some of these people are, you know, dogmatic against voting, that it's always violence, no matter what, anytime. It's an endorsement of the system, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and that's how I can almost sort of kind of get behind it, right? Because, you know, when you do go to that voting, place or whatever they call this temple to the state, right? It sort of kind of does get you in that mindset, right? Where it's like,
it doesn't get me.
Well, maybe not
mindset.
You, but for some people, right? It doesn't to me either, but I mean, I
don't know what it does to other people, and that's kind of the collectivist aspect of this that I just can't really kind of get my mind around.
It's not a collectivist aspect.
Sure,
more
it
like
is. Hold on. Let me defend that.
I'm not saying all people.
Let me defend it, though.
There's a propensity when you put yourself in that situation to maybe act in certain ways.
Okay, so the non-voters will say, what people need to not vote. Well, and then I'll say, you know, there hasn't been an election that I've been able to find anywhere in America in history where 50% of the people voted. So we know what not voting looks like. We have it today. Can you please come up with another argument? They'll say, we need more people not to vote. And so that's my claim would be it's an inherently collectivist claim.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, let's go all the way there, right?
How different is this from Australia where people are forced to vote? Is America that much different?
Dude, the problem isn't people voting. The problem is people going along and doing what they're told. You can have elections with 0% turnout, and the government keeps going. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And they would never publish a 0% turnout anyway.
They do. Every now and then. You'll find news about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's newsworthy. We've had it where candidates don't vote for themselves. I was busy. We can show it. And
it's okay.
You show this to one of these principal non-voters and like, well, let's do it again.
Right.
And it's, you know, it certainly gums up the system a little bit when nobody votes.
No, they've got systems for that. Look, they'll do it to a coin flip.
It gums it up a little bit. I didn't say that it gums it up a lot.
It'll take an extra hour or whatever. It's not going to be a big deal. They have provisions for appointing people. They have provisions for coin tosses. They have provisions for things like this.
Even if they publish it, they're not going to say, oh, well, we're just not going to have a governor this year.
Or what are they going to do? Even if they didn't have a governor.
They're not going to disband the government because nobody voted.
Exactly. Even if they, for whatever reason, didn't even have the governor sit down, they could still send out property tax bills, and 99% of the people would send them back in with a check. And that's all that matters, is whether or not people are paying the state. And they're doing what they're doing their bidding. They're going along with the regulations, and they're jumping through the hoops. That's what matters.
The most important aspect that you need to figure out of this is that not voting is laying down and giving up, because the teachers are going to vote in the school board election.
Damn,
there's
right
nothing you can say that's going to stop them. You can't say, it's violence inherited in the system. Look, I'm being oppressed. All that crap, they don't give a damn. They want their raise.
Well,
they're going to get it. Wait a second. You can believe that those city employees are going to vote in the city council
damn
election,
right they will.
And there's nothing you can do about it. You can whine, you complain, you can say that I'm being pilloried in the stocks, and nothing is going to matter.
You show me a principled non-voter who's not paying taxes, and I'll give you an actual principled person.
Right. Well, they better not be paying rent either, because the rent goes towards property tax. Their landlord pays property taxes, because that's an out. People say, I pay rent. That's not property tax.
Yeah, it's crap.
Or buying anything, because even in New Hampshire, where you don't have sales tax, the company is paying income tax.
Corporate tax. Sure.
So,
well, I've never particularly agreed with your argument there that paying tax or not paying tax. What you're saying is that if you're really, really principled, then you shouldn't be paying taxes. But what I'm saying
what I'm saying is if you want to make the argument that not doing something is going to have an effect, the whole voting aspect is nonsense. It, having an effect would mean not paying in and not obeying the state. If enough people didn't pay in and if enough people didn't obey, they would have no power.
Well, come on. If voting's violence, then I should punch a baby on the way into the polling
booth. I didn't
say
voting was violence.
Nuts.
I never said that. The
toll-free
number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong.
We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype in. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Mark.
And Melanie.
And it has been an election season like no other. The major parties have put up the worst possible candidates, and Libertarian Gary Johnson has performed in the polls far better than a Libertarian has in the past, and may end up being a real factor in some states. Now, there are those who are delighted by Gary Johnson's success, and those who are like me and think he is not Libertarian enough. Either way, there's only one way for you to have an effect on the Libertarian Party's nomination process, because it's private. It's a private primary, if you will. They do it at their convention. And that would be to get involved in their party. Now, good news, Free Talk Live has negotiated a free membership in the Libertarian Party for you. So if you are one of those people, like David, our prior caller, who's frustrated by the fact that there's really just not much going on for liberty where you live, the Libertarian Party is probably your only bet, unless you're going to get up here to New Hampshire, where we actually have a principled bunch of libertarians who are really getting active in a way that is not happening anywhere else in the world. If you can't make it up here, the Libertarian Party is pretty much your only option for trying to advance the ideas of freedom. So whether you want to see this Big Ten approach or you want to see a principled Libertarian Party, if you want to get involved to make that difference, you can do it now for free by going to lp.org/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. And get signed up now for your free Libertarian Party membership. You get a free free issue of the LP News as well with it. lp.org/FTL. That's LP, like Libertarian Party, .org/FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Brian is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just curious, though. I've listened to you guys for a long time, and I enjoy your show, and I would like to get a little history about you. Where'd you guys meet? I guess in Florida. And how'd you build the show? Kind of just, you know, the basics of it. I really enjoy the show. I just wanted to know that.
Sure. And, well, we didn't meet Melanie until about a year ago.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Brian. We've been doing this show since 2002. Melanie, you've only been on for several months at this point. You've not been on for too long. We met you here in New Hampshire when you moved here, I believe, as part of the Free State Project.
I signed because I moved more than the other way around.
Ah, okay.
I met you at Social Sundays at McHugh's last, I think it was either late June or early July.
Yeah, you've been here just over a year now, right? Or coming up on a year?
A year this Saturday.
Okay, because you were visiting in the summer, and then
yes.
you came sooner than you had expected, if I recall,
yes.
too, right? And so there have been a bunch of our co-hosts who've come here on the show because they moved to New Hampshire, and as a part of these liberty migrations, whether it's the Free State Project or the Shire Society. But to go all the way back to 2002 was when you and I were in Florida, Mark, at Clear Channel.
Right. Free Talk Live has basically been you and I with a bunch of different folks sort of throughout the years. Daryl came on a couple of years ago, and he's become really sort of a third column in Free Talk Live. But Free Talk Live was really just an open lines program started on a radio station in Sarasota, Florida, 105.9. What was it called when we first started? Was it called
WYNF? WYNF.
WYNF then went to WSRQ, Real
yep.
Radio.
Yep.
Yeah, we started Real Radio. That's the way to describe it.
That's right.
And we did that for a little while, switched it over to another local station.
Did it on an AM station, yep. and then did it on a different AM station, all in Sarasota, Florida. Right.
Places that we were working,
yep.
essentially. We moved throughout the radio sphere in Sarasota.
Right.
Once we got on 1220 WIBQ, where I was the general manager there at the station, and you were doing some, board op stuff and hosting and that kind of thing. You talked to Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, and got them, while you were getting the Harry Brown show on
the
our
former
station.
Former Libertarian Party presidential candidate.
Yep, on our station, you also said, hey, guys, you need some programming. And they said, sure, send us an air check. And so you sent off an air check, and they said, sure, we'll take you, try on the weekends. They tried us a couple of weekends. They offered us a weekday slot.
Yep.
You decided you did not want to put up with our crazy general manager, and so you wanted to build your own studio, and I think that was the wise decision.
Yep.
And you built up a studio, and we began doing the show in 2004 on nationally syndicated on three stations.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Inside of the first 2 weeks, one of the stations flipped formats and dropped off.
I think we lost two stations relatively quickly.
I don't think so.
Flips or
I think it was. Like I think we were started on three stations. It was one in Providence, which you had mentioned, but we really didn't. And then it was Maryville, Tennessee, or Marysville. I'm not sure. I always get confused.
Right.
And then the Six Water out of Liberty, Missouri, which was just outside of
none of which we are on today.
None of which we are on today. And now we're on 170 radio stations. I know we're up to 26.
160 actually. We're over 160. We've lost a few.
That's right.
Recently.
There was that one.
There was a six cluster, a six simul, six station simulcast that changed formats to music, and so that was a big hit.
That dropped off a bunch of stations. Anyway, we in 2006. So we started in 2002. Got syndicated in 2004. In 2006, we moved up for the Free State Project. I remember when we moved up on Labor Day, we had 26 radio stations. We came in here, and we started broadcasting. It took us one day to set up the studio, started broadcasting the next day, and we've been up here ever since.
Yep, that's right. So there's your answer, and of course you can go, and if you want to hear those old episodes, you can go to freetalklive.com and go way back in time. All totally free. Let's go to Parker. He's on the line in Washington State via Skype. Hello, Parker. Parker. Parker in Washington on via Skype. If your mic is muted, you should probably hit that unmute button now. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll see if he gets back on a little bit later on. If there's technical difficulties, we always give you a second chance. But usually our rule is one call per night. Here on Free Talk Live, let's try. I believe we have. Actually, we're going to go here in a moment to David in New Mexico, who is with us. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead.
take you on and on water rights, right to water, other rights. But first of all, you're talking about your stations, your coverage, your whatever. Do you know what total listenership you have? You have any stats like that?
Well,
it's impossible to get that out of radio stations because they transmit over a certain area, but you never know who's listening.
There's always Nielsen ratings. The problem with Nielsen is that they don't list stations that don't pay for the book. So we only have about half of our stations that are even rated, and thus our numbers are difficult to discern. I have seen our numbers. I cannot reveal them to you because we do not pay the $30,000 a year for them.
Even those are estimates, though.
Absolutely estimates. And so they also don't rate our podcasts. They don't rate our satellite exposure. They don't rate our streams on the multiple streams we're on the internet.
How about the pirate stations that pick us up?
Pirate stations. They don't rate any of that stuff. I think it's fair to say that for a weekly cumulative listenership, that we have about 300,000 listeners in a given week. Now, when you start asking me how many people listen in a year, I don't know, millions, but it's really difficult to say.
David, I know you were calling about something else. Hang on, we'll get to that here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE+. Plus, more about Venezuela's currency crisis. Inflationary situation there. We'll get into that as well. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lunden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system may have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Melanie.
And, of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. If you've watched our webcam within the last couple of months, you know that that has been sponsored by Cell411. And we've talked about Cell411 a number of times before that sponsorship even occurred because I'm a huge fan of what Cell411 has done. They have created the go-to app for emergency decentralized response, meaning that if there's something happening in your life, something bad happens. Inevitably, something bad's going to happen to you or someone you love at some point. Sadly, sure, that's just the way life is. But when those bad things happen, having people respond who actually care about you and know you rather than total strangers might actually save your life. Like if the cops show up, they might kill you. If your friends show up, they're less likely to kill you. And there's different situations where you may or may not need some sort of professional emergency response, but Cell411 allows your friends, your family members, your neighbors to know what's going on when something goes wrong because you can send an alert to them, give them a heads up, a GPS-based trackable alert, which will let folks know, hey, Ian's been pulled over. Here's the location. Can you assist? Yes or no? And if they can assist, they'll get turn-by-turn directions on how to get where they need to go to help you. This is incredibly useful for activist groups, for, let's say, copblock.org, people who are doing cop blocking, for people in a neighborhood watch group, for instance. There's a lot of different uses for Cell 411, and now there's a big one. Now there's a new addition as of this week or as of last week, for Android users. This week, it's expected to expand out to iPhone. But the big addition to Cell 411 is they're now adding ride sharing to Cell 411. This means ride sharing.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, this is huge for the ride sharing industry because ride sharing, as you know, had already decentralized taxi cabs. You'd taken it from this sort of central location, deciding who goes where and picks up when, to allowing the individual to kind of start their own business with these Ubers and Lyfts, but still Uber and Lyft would still decide what the rates should be in any given area and whether or not you could drive for them. Like, if you're a felon, sorry, you're not going to be able to drive for Uber and Lyft. But with Cell 411, there's no barrier to entry. The only barrier to entry is, do you have a smartphone? If you have a smartphone, you can have Cell 411, presuming you don't have some decrepit old smartphone like a BlackBerry from, 10 years ago. If you've got a modern smartphone, you can have Cell 411, and that includes a lot of people, which means that anybody can start driving. Anybody can request a ride, anybody can drive, and those drivers can set their own rates, which means you can have competition within all of the drivers who are driving in Cell 411. So it's awesome, and it's working now. There's a few bugs that need to be ironed out, and they're working on that. These guys are working hard behind the scenes at Cell 411, and they're doing it all for free. It costs nothing to download this app, so just go to getcell411.com. Whether you just use it for the emergency alerts aspect, it's awesome for that, and it's been tried and true. It's been around for a year now. A solid year. The ride sharing's brand new. Get in on the ground floor on this. Start promoting it, and we can have a bunch of people out there and cut out Uber, cut out Lyft, cut out the corporations, the mega corporations, all their controls. It's all gone when you go to Cell 411. GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com. As we go back to David in New Mexico. David, what did you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, on that thought, out where I'm at, I don't call 911 or any other number for help. I've got plenty of places to bury bodies out here. And besides, who wants to share the fun of killing my attackers with somebody else? I want all that fun for myself.
Sounds like a terrible task, but go ahead.
It actually sounds like fun to me after living 10 years in New Mexico.
Killing people sounds like fun, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the ones that need it. Well, believe me, there are plenty of people that think killing people is fun when you're killing people that need killing.
Indeed.
Anyhow. After all, if I'm out of breath, it's because on hold, I dug a few more feet of vehicle barrier to keep these psychopaths from driving on my property when they're not supposed to be. Anyway, so, Eddie Aragon, are you listening? Do you guys know Eddie?
Eddie is the program director of Kiva, which is the radio station that airs our show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, nearby where you live.
That's right. He's probably listening now. Hi, Eddie. You're only on this station in Albuquerque one night a week for 2 hours, not the full three. Is that correct?
We're kind of flexible on that station. He'll use us to fill gaps in the afternoon drive on occasion. So I don't have our affiliate list in front of me. I cannot guarantee you for sure what our hours are at the moment. But what were you calling about exactly when it comes to...
Well, that is part of what I'm calling about. I've been trying to, like, the last three Sundays in a row, when the good people of New Mexico can hear the conversation. Since I live in New Mexico, I want to talk about stuff like you do, but I want the people that live in my state to hear it too. I try to call on Sunday, but I've been aced out last three Sundays in a row. So that's why I asked these questions, to confirm what I already looked up is correct, because I'm not necessarily always correct just because I looked it up. So I ask. And so now that I got the answer to that, back to water rights. I don't agree with what you're saying about rights, and we were talking about it in relation to water. So to keep it specific, we can talk about that, but it extends to other things. I think you're not understanding I'll own it. I don't think you're understanding what people like me are saying. And then obviously,
what are you saying? I have no idea.
What I'm saying, water rights, because people on your station, when we've had this discussion two different times, the consensus there is that you don't necessarily have a right to water. And what I'm saying is,
but a right to water is different than water rights. So water rights have to do with real estate. a right to water is sort of people talking at about a basic right that would be considered positive. So let me explain the difference between positive and negative rights for folks out there. A negative right is a right from which that you need nothing from somebody else to exercise. So the right to free speech, religion, to write things I want in the press, you know, those sorts of things. I need nothing from anyone else to, you know, consider my own God or to speak my mind or any of those things. They come from the inside. They're negative rights. They're negative because they require nothing from anyone else. Positive rights mean like a right to education, a right to medical care, a right to water, for instance. These things are positive rights because they require something from someone else. If I have a right to medical care, that means that either A, a doctor must be enslaved to provide me with medical care, or B, somebody must be taxed in order to pay the doctor that must then provide me medical care. And in either case, you are requiring something from someone else. So a right to water suggests that someone must give you water if you are thirsty. And
no, it doesn't.
Okay. Then could you please elucidate for me?
I have a right to water because I exist. I have a right to get, doesn't mean I have a right to come in your yard and get your, my water. Doesn't mean, like was suggested by somebody else, that I have a right to go, or I do, or I don't have a right to go into a store and take a bottle of water. But I have a negative right. I have a negative right, period, to water, since I exist on this planet as a being that requires water to survive. Because otherwise, if I don't have any right whatsoever to water without somebody else's permission, that means that other person has a right to decide whether I live or die. And that is not the case, brother.
Okay, well, what you're talking about is property rights. So you have a right to, with your own...
No, I am not talking about property rights.
How do you acquire the water that you have a right to without going on someone else's property?
Well, there's 100 different ways. You either have a well, or you collect rainwater.
Yep, that's property rights. Those are water rights.
You have a well on your property.
David, I'm sorry that this was confusing for you. Water rights are different
whatsoever. You are confused. What I'm saying is that if you say that I have to live out in a certain piece of property and it has no water, then guess what? I have a right to go and get water wherever it may be, even if I have to kill for it. So you choose. You either allow people. You don't have to go get it for them.
Come on my property and try to kill for your water.
Thanks.
How's that?
For the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sounds like a very confused man when it comes to the idea of what property is and what rights are. Yep, you can dial in here toll-free and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here in this live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Melanie.
And we're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. If we have time, we'll talk more about Venezuela and their plan to add more zeros to their currency, which, of course, is not going to solve any problems. But first we go to Parker in Washington. I have to apologize, Parker. I think I screwed up before and had you muted rather than you being the one
I was going to ask.
Muted. Anyway, I think we figured it out now, so go ahead. Parker?
Did you fix it?
He's definitely not muted on my side.
What's that thing across the top of the Skype?
It's asking if he wants to show me video, but I don't.
Well, no, you don't get any video ever, Parker.
I don't need to see the video. The reason why we don't accept video from people is because Skype will allocate more bandwidth to the audio if it's not having to send video, and we want audio sounding good.
Absolutely.
So,
we
Parker,
never take video.
Are you with us? Parker going once. Parker going twice. All right, well, it definitely wasn't me that time. It sounds like maybe he's got his mic muted or something is going wrong. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So back to Venezuela, where, according to the story over at the Wall Street Journal, they're going to be adding some zeros to their bolivar. Their current highest amount bolivar bill is the 100 bolivar, which is worth about 8 U.S. cents on the black market. And according to the Dollar Today website, dollartoday.com, one U.S. dollar traded in the right place on the black market can get you as many as 1,500 bolivars. So the black market rate, we didn't actually talk in detail about this, the black market rate is significant. It's 150 times more bolivars per dollar than the official rate. So the Venezuelan government sets an official exchange rate of 10 to 1, meaning you turn in one U.S. dollar at a bank in Venezuela,
you get 10 bolivars.
Whoopee!
But if you take that same U.S. dollar to the
black
market.
The tellers rip each other apart to, for the money as you do it, though.
You take that same dollar to the black market in Venezuela, and you can get as many as 1,500 bolivars. So they're going to be adding some zeros here. Let's continue to the story. Earlier this year, the government began informally allowing shops in the outer provinces to sell food at free market prices, reducing shortages at the cost of higher. Again, these guys get the wrong. The Wall Street Journal has botched this story up in multiple ways, calling this higher inflation. No, no. You're reducing shortages at the cost of higher prices. The stores are now able to price appropriately based on market conditions, whereas before the government would come in there and say, what's this? You're selling rice at higher than the price that we allow you to sell it at? You're under arrest. So you had to sell products below cost in some cases in order to be able to do business. But, of course, you can't do business like that because you'll lose money. And so stores had barren shelves. Well, now you're starting to see that change, thank goodness. Anyway, the International Monetary Fund expects inflation to reach 1,600% in Venezuela next year, which may actually be on the low side of what the estimates might be. The state oil company is also gradually rolling out higher-priced gasoline at gas stations in the border regions to reduce the cost of subsidizing the cheapest car fuel in the world, according to the company's executives. In recent weeks, several companies...
Yeah, basically what people are doing is smuggling gas across the border to get food there in Venezuela.
In recent weeks, several companies, including UK-based De La Rue, the world's largest commercial printer, won contracts to print the new set of notes, which the government wants in time for the annual December spending spree, according to a person familiar with the contract negotiations. Now, remember this, because previously we talked about De La Rue. They weren't doing business with Venezuela because Venezuela couldn't pay their printing bill.
Oh.
So I don't know where they came up with the U.S. dollars to make good on this, whatever, however many millions of dollars they owed De La Rue from their last print run.
They got close enough.
But they must have paid it off because apparently De La Rue is ready to do another deal with them. The De La Rue spokesperson did not immediately respond to comment. In the past, the company has said it doesn't comment on its relationships with clients, and the Venezuelan Central Bank spokesbureaucrat also declined to comment. Until now, President Nicolas Maduro has resisted issuing larger denomination notes. Economists and central bank employees say Maduro didn't want to acknowledge the country's inflation problem by printing bigger notes. The central bank hasn't published...
He didn't want to acknowledge their inflation problems. Their largest bill, their 100 bolivar note, is worth 8 cents.
Yeah, you can't even buy a cigarette with the 100 bolivar note in Venezuela.
It is just about worthless.
Instead, Maduro has blamed the skyrocketing prices on the economic war being waged against his government by shopkeepers and financiers.
And the United States and
DollarToday.com.
Yeah, who are the bad people?
That's pretty much his
anybody
his
who disagrees list. disagrees with him and his magic talking bird.
Right. This has forced people to brave one of the world's highest crime rates by shopping with backpacks full of cash and spend hours lining up outside of ATMs, which give out less than $10 per withdrawal.
Communism, providing you with bread lines since it was created.
A fully stocked ATM in Venezuela is emptied in just 3.5 hours on average now, according to the Venezuelan Banking Association. Many provincial banks have reduced daily withdrawals to 30,000 bolivars, which would buy a Venezuelan couple lunch at a mid-scale restaurant. But the high demand for nearly worthless currency notes has also presented a financial burden for the cash-strapped government, which also lacks raw materials to print its own money. Since last year, Venezuela has had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to printing companies like De La Rue to feed its economy with bolivar currency. The shipments arrived to Venezuela from private printing presses around the world on several dozen windowless Boeing 747 jets. Given the crime risks, the air shipments arrive at the Caracas airport at night before the notes are loaded onto armored trucks and transported to the central bank vaults in Caracas, protected on the 18-mile-long route by soldiers. Venezuela's government is planning, again, to release these bills of up to 200 times higher denomination this December. So that's what's coming next in Venezuela. Of course, as the article points out here, just because they haven't been adding zeros to the currency hasn't meant there has been, you know, that hasn't stopped inflation. It's just made it even harder for people to deal with the inflation. But, of course, as they start adding zeros, that's not going to really change anything. It's just going to allow them to print more money, faster using less, right? Because if they can print, if their previous higher note was the 100 Boulevard, and they're going to add a couple zeros to that, they're going to have 20,000, 10,000, and a 20,000.
Okay.
Then that means that they don't have to print as many. They don't have to have De La Rue print as many to have as much Boulevards in circulation.
Sure, it's a heck of a lot cheaper to print the same amount of money.
So now the government can go ahead and spend even more money into circulation, which will make prices rise over time even faster in theory. And so this may be the next step in hyperinflation, basically, for Venezuela. Yeah. And another step closer to the end.
I don't know if it's even possible to turn around hyperinflation when it turns into situations like this, but
good point. Yeah, I don't know either.
I can tell you that governments never get it. They never get it.
Right. They're not going to stop spending.
Stop printing the money. Well, you can spend in debt, and like, you know, the United States government spends in debt constantly. But it's the printing of the money that is what inflation is, and they just keep printing more and more money as though that's going to, you know, the more dollars chasing fewer items is going to do anything. No, it doesn't. Not then and not ever.
Let's go to Thistle in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thistle.
Hey, sorry for not being a gentleman last night. I got spanked and kicked off.
No problem. Go right ahead.
Yep.
You don't need to apologize. We all use the F-bomb.
Anyways, have you saw that? Did you see the article in Venezuela where the prison could only hold 120 inmates and they got 350 inmates in there?
Yeah, I think it was more like 3,000 inmates in one of their prisons that wasn't designed for.
And they were like sleeping on the steps out in the weather.
It's crazy.
And they didn't have any money to feed the inmates, so they strung up some guys and butchered them out.
That I did not hear about.
That's crazy talk.
Insane.
Wow.
I believe it. I mean, it's so crazy. Wait. You're talking about Venezuela. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking the Philippines. It was the Philippines where they're sleeping on the stairs.
Okay.
So, Venezuela, different. We've not heard about Venezuelan prisons. Feel free to fill us in here in the remaining moments.
I saw an article. I don't know where it came from. I saw an article where they butchered out some inmates to eat because they didn't have nothing to eat.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say... Happy Hallows Eve to everyone. And did Sarah already call in from New Mexico?
Surprisingly not. This may be the first night that she has not called the show.
Maybe she's handing out candy to the kids.
I would recommend to her that she looks up Daily Paul or Popular Liberty. And
she does not do internet.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah, you're new to you're new to the show. So welcome to Free Talk Live. Sarah is our chronic caller who almost never listens to the show. She just has found a radio show that will actually take her calls. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. We're out of time. Call us another night.
Hey, wait.
We can't wait. We're nailed to the clock. You'll have to call us another night. Call earlier in the show.
I'm not making fun of Sarah.
Thank you for the call tonight. That's okay. We just don't have time for you. You'll have to call another night. See you online in the meantime. We'll make fun of Sarah for you. Don't worry. Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.